This episode contains adult content. Listener discretion is advised. Later, back at the tavern. Some questions linger. Will they be answered?
And so go. I think on the walk over, I don't think Blacklaw says very much, right? Like, hey, we should, you know, we got the room. We should just, like, let's just stay, right? And then, you know.
But just nods. Just nods absent-mindedly, like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we get in, go up, you know, close the door, turn the bolt. And then Black Horse just kind of turns around and goes, what were you thinking? It was supposed to be a sacrifice. You stabbed it. You literally could have. I think you died.
So I think like, yeah, you say that. My hand comes up to my chest where I stab myself. And I look up at you. And then I'm going to sit on a chair and I'm going to turn into my changeling form. So just kind of like what I look like.
Yeah.
So just, you know, white, featureless, like black eyes. I'm just going to stay in that form for a little while. And I'm looking at my chest and I'm looking at do I have all this shit going on in my changing form? That's my first.
Yeah. So you look down and you know where, you know, you feel on your chest where you feel all the stars are. You don't see anything except for there is one star that is on your chest completely. It's black and there's a little bit of something oozing out of it.
Okay. That's good. What about a wound? Like some sort of a knife wound?
There is no wound there. It looks like something is just weeping out of it out of nowhere and it's kind of starting to trickle down your stomach.
Okay, so I'll look up at Blacklaw. I'm not sure it's clear that I haven't died. I don't know what any of that was, Blacklaw. Blacklaw, I stabbed myself in the chest with that. And I'll point to the dagger that you have in your hand for some reason.
Let me see if I can get that off.
Stay away from me. No, I don't have a. I don't know what what is this. I'm going to touch the stuff. What is this? What is it? I'm going to look at it. I'm going to go like do one of these with the fingers.
So you touch it and it feels viscous. It feels, you don't know this for sure, but it feels like what you would think inside of a dead animal would feel like, except for black.
Blacklaw, what is this? This is your thing. This isn't my thing. What is happening? I don't want this.
You were the one who stabbed yourself.
Look at me. Look at the stars. The one that's black now. It's oozing. I feel as though I'm dead inside. This is your. Tell me what's happening to me. I don't want this.
I'm not sure. Perhaps if I succeed well enough on an Arcana check, I may be able to glean some information.
I couldn't know what you're talking about, but I too would enjoy doing that as well.
Is that something that would provide any information? I mean, if it's not a magical effect, I assume it wouldn't, right?
To tell you the truth, I don't know if I want to give you that information because I don't know if it's obvious, if that makes any sense. So you could do the Arcana check. Okay. You win.
Because I don't know like what would be the appropriate.
You know, check, how about right? This? How about do an Arcana check and I will tell you if it is magical in nature. How about that?
Okay.
You can do that too, Sud.
Oh, I'll do it too. Yes. Thank you.
I have no idea. He's bleeding.
He's bleeding. You're bleeding dead. You're bleeding death. I got a 13.
Nice.
I got a 5.
Yeah. So like, yeah, Blacklaw is like just kind of like is almost like being, feeling like he's being blamed for this, all what's happening. So he doesn't understand what's happening right now and just doesn't, he wants to, figure out if this is magically, if this is wrought by magic. And so you're looking at it and you were kind of studying it and you feel like this is more, this is something that if you, it doesn't feel magical in nature at all. You almost feel like maybe if I knew more about the anatomy or something like that, maybe I would be better at knowing what this is. But you just, you know for a fact it's not magical. And but you don't just feel anatomy? Right now that it is. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, this is just, look, I don't want to sound like I'm blaming you, but since we became partners, this has all started happening. You have an understanding about what's happening to you. And I feel like as though I'm sort of at a loss and I need a little bit of guidance as to how best to move forward. I mean, look at this. It's like I'm already dead.
Okay. And as you hold it up to Black Claws, it kind of starts to almost like sizzle and melt away, and then it turns almost into ash and it flies into the room, basically. It just kind of like poof, drifts, like somebody sifts. Blew on ash.
Yeah.
What was that? What the hell was that?
I don't know. Our association seems to have also similarly marked you in a way that I too have been touched by the high priest. It's not great. I could say that it's not great. I don't know if your stabbing yourself has changed anything. I assume it may have, as your marking has become visible. Mine have all been exposed already when the connection was forged. I was marked at that time.
But the yellow tendrils and the voice that the complete the ritual, and I was powerless. I don't know how to cope with this. I don't know how to, but this has nothing to, I don't have any basis of understanding about what I'm supposed to do now. Am I at the mercy of this shit now? I
fear we may be. I am but a vessel for my lord's power. I am unsure how to proceed. We have gained the dagger, and he like holds up the cloak that still has the dagger in it, since I'm not touching it, since that seemed to be what triggered your
All right, thing. But what about the dagger? What about it?
It would seem to have some power of its own. If when you grasp the dagger, you heard these voices. It's probably not safe to touch. But that leads us to a bigger question of: is it safe to return? Well, not return to give it to Scrape. Who knows whether or not they want it just to have it? If they want it to sell it to the highest bidder, someone else who may. Complete the ritual. Who knows? Since we have interrupted the ritual and burned down the church, what effect that may have interfering with his powers, his return.
Well, that's all they wanted, right? Scrape. That's all they want. They wanted the dagger, correct? Right.
Yes, they wanted the dagger. I'm not sure that we should return it.
I don't know that. I'm gonna have to go off of your feelings on this, because to me, the light just kicked on.
We're so into it. You're so into it that you're scared by lights turning on.
That's embarrassing, actually. That fucking scared me as much as it did.
Damn it! I really wish I would have recorded that so I could just put that one snippet on. Love it. Okay.
Anyway,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, don't be sorry. That was me being scared by a light turning on. That's who I am.
It is him. It is his power wrought upon the earth.
Damn it.
We're calling
it. I was fucking with the switch. I was like, why is this thing not turning on? And like before we even, it doesn't matter. So anyway, Yes. So, all right. I have to go by what you're saying, because this is not my, I don't really have a supernatural forte, but look, without a full understanding of your relationship with the warlock school or the wizard school, what was it? What was it again? What was it called?
A magical school.
School?
In the warlock classes.
Warlock, yes, right. What of them? What of your old professors? What of anyone? What of them? Could they possibly have a clue?
They might, but I would not be welcome there, I don't think. That is what has led us to the situation that we have here.
What a situation it is.
Yes, well...
With me stabbing myself at the behest of the king in yellow.
It is not fantastic.
Okay, well... I think Soot gets up and starts like pacing back and forth. We don't want to touch the dagger. I don't want to touch the dagger. You don't want to touch the dagger. Perhaps I will acquiesce to your wisdom of not handing the dagger over to Scrape and them, perhaps until we understand it more. Do you think it's wise to try and understand it more?
I believe that we should before we make any determination as to whether to return this to give in our ill-gotten gains to Scrape.
Ill-gotten gains. I think we've earned it. I think I earned this knife. Anyway.
Well, that is fair.
Maybe we put the dagger down on the table, like on top of the garment, and we're both just staring down at it.
Yeah. It's like just clunk, put it on the table.
Yeah.
Kind of like pull the fabric apart so it's just laying on the cloak.
Like from the point of view of the dagger, it's just us staring down at it. Just doing our arcana checks. Can we arcana the knife?
So as we stare at it, right? So then there's like a long scene, like a long shot of a long scene, right? So first it's us looking down from the dagger's perspective.
Knife view, yeah.
And then it pulls back from like the corner and we're both just kind of like standing there looking at it like, it's this fucking thing.
It's just a dagger.
And then I'm not going to touch it.
Don't but
I
want to
put my hand over it and like moving it in like a hot, like if you're testing to see like if the fucking stove is hot, right? Moving it in slowly to see if something happens, and then I'll pull my hand back if I'm able.
Right? I put my hand on one of my hand crossbows, like on my back, and I just put my hand around the hilt as is.
And then we'll spend some time just kind of like looking at it, you know, like maybe poking it with something and like rolling it over to look at the other side of it. And then I kind of want to like hover over it to see whether or not anything, like do I hear anything? Do I feel anything?
Kurt, bottom line is we are sciencing the shit out of this.
Yeah, totally
science. There's lots of science happening.
Yeah. So like Claus, even though you're moving your hand within it, I still want you to do an arcana check just because if you're thinking of using yourself as kind of a vessel, I think that's probably a good idea to use that.
It's arcana science.
Yeah. That's going to be an 18 total.
Ooh.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I think I'm getting something.
I removed the hand crossbow from the holster.
Are you
real big?
Yeah, are you both side by side?
I think so. I might take you a behind, step away.
You behind me, one hand on my shoulder, one hand on the crossbow. Yeah.
Just so you know where I am. I get it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
What do you see over there?
So, basically, it's like if you give... What's that stuff you give to cats that fucks them up all the time?
Catnip.
Catnip, yeah. So it's like if you gave catnip to Black Claws, his eyes just like... His pupils just widen, and for a moment, Black Claws is outside of his body, and he sees lots of different things. He is inside of the body of something very evil, something very primal, and you can see this beast, almost like it's trying to rise out of a grave or climb out of like a portal or something. It's like using its claws, and you can see it like the scene. It almost looks like it's like otherworldly, and it's like digging its claws into like almost the side of this, like almost like this wall that you can't tell what it is. And it's just like there's like light and there's dark and there's what looks to be like skin, and there's like, and you know, it's just picture the most grotesque evil, and it just continues to climb and continue to climb. And then you leap out of that creature and you leap yourself into Soot, and you see him take the dagger, and you hear the voices in your head that says complete. You hear the voices in Soot's head that says complete the ritual, and he stabs himself in the heart, and you see this commingling of the demon and Soot, and you see the demon, one of the demon's hands go through the back of Soot and kind of reach out like it's grabbing onto Soot's body. And then you see the other hand kind of outside of another portal that's outside of his body. And then just as you see all that happening, you see just as quickly as that happens, you see a bright light. And then it's almost like a door has been shut, and the beast screams as it loses its hand. It pulls its other part of its body away. But as it's pulling its other hand or its meaty hook away, it's grabbing something corporeal with it down into the portal whence it came. And then you wake up.
I think he jerks back awake. And he like pulls his hands back like up and away, right? And he's like flexing his claws, and his tail's just like twitching, like he's getting ready to pounce on something. Did you see that?
No, I saw you sort of do a thing, a trance-like state, I guess you could call it. But no.
Yes. Okay. Well, that makes sense, I suppose. And he kind of like starts to reach again, and he like pulls his hands back, and then he like puts one paw over the other paw, kind of like pulls it back in.
What did you see?
It pulled me from myself into an unspeakably evil creature that was dragging its way out of this hellish skin pit with its claws, and then I jumped into you. And he like holds his hands out like for Stola, and he like, why are you in me? Like, that's what the fuck are you doing? Like, he puts his paws up and he goes, and then I heard the voice and the dagger and was in you as you stabbed yourself, and then the creature reached through and the portal was closed, but it pulled something, and now I'm here. I'm back.
So there was a creature pulling me and the dagger.
It reached right through you, and then I like your shirt's already open because you were looking at yourself. So like, pull your shirt open more and just start like feeling around.
I'm not sure I'm wearing anything, actually. I think it's just like, you know, changeling flesh tube with arms. You know what I mean?
But he wears clothes on top of his form, though, right? Or do the clothes form as part of the change?
That's a good question. I think actually, I have to look that up. I think that the clothes might change if I change forms into something. Let's put a pin in it, because I like the idea of like, if I'm in my regular form, all the clothes disappear. But yeah. I don't want to establish that if it seems
no, it's established. We did it.
We can do it. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm cool with it. Fine. I like the idea that every persona I have is wearing fake clothes.
Different clothes.
Yeah. If that's okay. Yeah, sure. That seems fun.
No, I love it. Why wouldn't you?
Because I'm never in my changeling form.
Right.
But this feels significant enough for me to just say, fuck it. I'm just flesh tube androgyny for days changeling form.
It'd be weird if it was like big, and then all of a sudden it's like you change, and all of a sudden, oh, your shit's too small, or this stuff's too, you know,
yeah. It's actually everything kinda, can change with it. I'm very frail looking, like all the personas that, you know, when I'm in my true form, it's very frail and very not. It's just like sickly, maybe not sick. Sickly doesn't make sense. Frail is probably just a better way to say it. So maybe. Yeah, tiny, and that's what it is. And I stars are still there, which is freaking me out.
Right. So I spin you around then, and I'm just patting you all down.
What is happening? What?
I just wanted to make sure that everything is where it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Are you satisfied?
Yes. And like he holds his hands up again, realizing what he's doing. It seemed to have grabbed something corporeal and pulled it with itself down. Just wanted to. Oh,
boy. Was it like it was working through me to stab myself?
No. Give me 1 second. Don't do anything.
I've got nowhere to be.
He puts a paw on where I assume your heart would be, over it's where in you my stabbed left yourself.
Ankle, actually. Changelings, their hearts are in their left ankle. I'm just kidding. Shut up. Nope. It's fine. It's where it normally is.
Try to see if you have a fucking heartbeat.
He does not.
That's bullshit.
I was gonna try to give you guys like a clue and be like, oh, roll me up. Well, no, like you it. Got it.
Yeah. I mean, you tell me that it was like, if I knew anything about anatomy, it's like, that's what the inside of a dead creature looks like. I'm like, oh, this isn't great.
Yeah. So I hold my paw there for like an uncomfortably long time.
and my just, expressionless face just like,
I look away. I keep my hand there. I slowly pull my hand back and I step back. And I say, you may not be wrong in your assumption of feeling like you're dead. He looks away again, and then he looks back to you, and he kind of like straightens up his coat, right? He's like, oh boy, you don't have a heartbeat any longer.
Okay.
How do you feel?
Unless there's something... I feel fine. I don't like this, and I'm gonna the ooze. What would you say the pace of the ooze is? Am I losing a lot of ooze?
No, that one little droplet of ooze was the only thing that has come off your body.
So it's sort of like it's just sort of like the one star. There's like a wound there, and then it's sort of
there's not even a wound there. It was like the star was crying a droplet of ooze, and then it that was it.
So is it still black now? Is still out?
The star is still black.
Okay, so there's no more crying.
There's no more crying. No more crying in baseball.
There never was crying in baseball. Great movie. Anywho, well. I mean, for all I know, I feel fine, but
you seem fine. I mean, all things considered,
I try to find a pulse. Can I find a pulse? Like this, even changelings must have carotid-esque arteries. I'm trying to find something with my, actually, maybe it makes more sense that I have no knowledge of even how to do that. So what the hell would be?
Well, I would think that you would know, like, I think so, you know, even human beings like can feel a heartbeat in certain parts of their body that would be like,
sure,
you know, check their neck, check their wrist or whatever. I think you would do it and you would find nothing.
Yeah. So I think sits down for a second. He just kind of like feels around for, okay, I remember stuff happening here. Nope, there's nothing. How about my neck? Nope, there's nothing. Okay. This is fine. This can be okay. So I'm dead. Is that our assessment of my current state?
You don't appear to be. I am honestly not sure. Like he grabs your face and like turns your face one way and then the other way. No bruising, no blemishes, no. You don't appear to be rotting of in any sense. Artux, are you in?
I mean.
The Artux is in.
I suppose you can hear everything that's happening. Would you be able to formulate an opinion, perhaps, on what may have happened? I am reasonably assured of what happened. Is there some precedence for this? Is he actually dead? And what do we do in this instance? I don't know if taking him to the temple would actually render any assistance.
So actually, like, while you're doing this, like, in the background, you hear Stitch go, am I, like, Cutie Pie now? Am I zombie?
Artuk says, I might have a theory. And he says that Soot might not be far off. He may not look like Cutie Pie, but maybe from the inside out, he is Cutie Pie.
So is he not long for this world? How do we remedy that? That seems like a bad deal.
He says, in my experience, I haven't seen anything like this. He says, may I be able to experiment to help to see what may be or may not be with Soot?
So Soot Artux would like to experiment to gain maybe a better understanding of what's potentially happening. Is that would you be okay with that? He would obviously be working through me, I would assume, since he's kind of like points to his head.
Should I perhaps get a will we need a pottery wheel?
That's an interesting question. Artux, would we need a pottery wheel? I'm not sure if we could get one at this hour.
I'm sorry, why would I need a pottery wheel? I don't understand.
The whole ghost thing, if he's going to be in the not... No, it's fine. It's fine.
Don't really know the reference. I know a lot of ghosts, but I've never heard them playing with pottery wheels.
We'll table that for now.
God, I really wish I would just record this for YouTube, because every time something like this happens, I'm like, John's sipping on something like, yep, I just said the thing. And like, and then Neri's like crying, laughing because it's amazing. And
it's not as amazing.
No, I love it. Quit apologizing. This is so much fun. Quit apologizing for fun.
I will never. Okay. Blacklaw, I want this to stop. So if you think that Artox's help will be beneficial here so we can get to a better understanding and maybe a way out of it, then I will relent to that. Yes.
I don't believe it could make things any worse.
Probably not.
Shrugs.
No. I don't want to start losing limbs. You know, for Cutie Pie, it's fine, but I'm not ready. I'm not ready for that. Should I just like sit over here? I was like, I'll like sit in the chair and like try to like, I'll just sit like this.
I assume that would be fine. And then I kind of like stand in front of you and kind of like put my hands out. And I'm like, Artux, take the wheel.
So just as in like E.T., your finger starts to light up a bright light.
Oh, shit.
And he kind of drives your arm to just barely touch Soot where the black star is.
Black Claws goes, ouch.
Soot goes, Elliot.
Good. So yeah, so he touches the black star with his hand and you, Black Claws, you realize that he's trying to do some kind of restoration. And as he touches Soot screams out in pain, as even the slightest touch is excruciating.
The high limiter cut all that off. I don't react because he's doing his thing. So like my
has the wheel.
Ears twitch. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And he pulls his hand back or pulls your hand back, actually. And he says,
thank you.
He says, as I might have guessed, I I think he is another type of undead. And I may fear that this beast that has stolen from something from has stolen something from him may be his soul.
Oh, well, that's not good.
I would say so.
So it seems you may have lost your soul, actually. Maybe not your heart. So the heart may still be there. So that's good, I would assume. But you may be some kind of undead now. I guess those without a soul. It's like a weird middle ground, perhaps.
I'm sorry. Did you say I lost my soul?
I'm not saying that. Artux is saying that, and he kind of like points to his head.
Well, ask Artux where it went.
Well, I assume it went with the demon back to hell or wherever it came from.
Oh, okay. So
Artux takes your hand and like touches your nose
while I'm talking. He's just like,
and it looks excruciating because you're fighting against it for some reason. You're like, yeah, right. What's happening?
Don't awkward angle, like coming around.
this is very unnerving.
It looks like the girl from The Ring, but it's like kind of comedic at the same time.
Comedic and horrifying. Yes, all of this checks out and is unnerving. And I don't like any of this. I don't like any of this, Blacklaw.
You have my sincerest apologies.
Apology accepted.
I sense a little bit of hostility.
Well, you know what? You're right. There is hostility. I have a lot of hostility in me, as I have learned a number of things. It is easy for me to lose control of my body, also to attack myself with a knife, and I've lost my soul, and I'm bleeding dead. I'm black goo from a star on my chest that shouldn't be there in the first place. That has now been activated or is out. I don't know. What does it mean now that this one's black and the rest of them are still not black?
But they're still there. But I think your wound has stopped leaking. That's probably good.
Right, but I mean, you're right. If we're looking on the, if we're trying to find things, if we look on the bright side, it has stopped leaking. So we'll hold on to that for now. What are my new responsibilities with my new state?
I think you should live your best life. I don't think it changes anything, honestly.
Or unlive, Artux says in his head.
I'm not going to tell him that.
Does Black Claw repeat that? Say that out loud.
He does not.
Artux is having a one-man comedy show in Black Claw's head.
He's just teeing off on this situation. Black Claw is making a decision not to say it out loud, also stifling all the laughter.
Exactly.
I just want to point out that for my own comfort, I've got a little
squid.
Little squid.
Oh, nice.
Put him right here. Stare at me.
Oh, Squiddy.
Squidfried.
Love it.
I had heard stories of some adventurers that had actually gone to hell and come back again.
That's all bullshit. That never happened.
Perhaps we could enlist their services, but for enough coin, perhaps they would go back.
Well, they've already been there. They've already made the trip. I can't imagine that they'd be too averse to doing it again.
They already know the way.
Exactly. Well, we're not going to go, though. Although maybe I have to get... Blacklaw, how do I get my soul back?
I'm not really sure.
Okay. All right, so let's just for the cheap sheets, a little recap here. I've lost my soul in a botched ritual to bring the Yellow King back. A demon took my soul. Was the demon the Yellow King? Did the Yellow King take my soul?
No, so the Yellow King that had appeared at the ritual was my doing. That was
right.
Digitation on my part.
So the demon then is a separate thing.
Yes.
From this Yellow King.
So I assume that they were only trying to summon the demon for whatever nefarious purposes, and that the Yellow King, well, maybe they were using that, because clearly the demon is not the Yellow King.
So it's possible that the Yellow King has better things to do than deal with these amateurs. So they just were summoning a demon.
Yes, but they were using, or at least co-opting, the iconography of...
Right, yeah.
Yes.
Well, it is. It's very sexy. So I imagine it's very attractive to people who are susceptible to that sort of manipulation.
Suppose it could be. at least some of the people there seem to be surprised when things actually begin to happen.
Okay. Right. Well, I'd like my soul back. I also probably would like to consider how we move forward here now with this dagger and the Thieves Guild. Because what if this dagger is some sort of key, you know? Like, it clearly was the catalyst of this whole event when I plunged it into my own chest. So, I don't know. I have to admit, I am at a loss with these kinds of things. I mean, I imagine that Scrape and them would just prefer we hand over the dagger and move on. But unfortunately, I'm down a soul.
Yes, it does seem like a fairly poor trade.
No, yes.
I got the sense, if I remember correctly, is only just about an hour ago, that only the leader seemed to be fully committed to the ritual based on the auras that were projected. He could have been manipulating the entire group for his own nefarious purposes.
Did we kill him? Or was he taken?
You had put everyone to sleep, and the town guard had come to collect them before the unfortunate fire that occurred at the church.
Was quite unfortunate. So he must be in prison.
I would assume so, yes. We're in the dungeons.
I bet you he'll have some answers.
Oh, I like your thinking.
I would like to speak with him. I try to shapeshift into a guard. Does it work? Do I still have shapeshifting ability? Kurt, just before you answer, I in no way have any sort of emotional attachment or desire one way or the other. I'm into anything.
This is how you turn into a baby in a jar.
Oh no. Oh no. Don't say that.
And he's gone.
Tell me it's not true. Damn it. You really stole my idea.
You killed me there. Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong, but also, like, it's.
It has to come with some kind of a caveat when you say stuff like that.
Okay. So I'm going to say that I want you to roll a d20 with disadvantage, and I want you to use your constitution bonus.
Okay. John, I'm still reeling from that. You cut me right to my core. My core, disadvantage with my constitution.
See, those are the jokes that I like. When it takes a little bit and then it sinks in, I love it.
It's good. This is good stuff. Oh, my God. Guys, there's a 20 and a 19.
Oh, so, hell yeah.
So with disadvantage, it's a 20.
That's amazing.
Yeah, plus one con mod.
Yep. Yeah. So like you like get kind of nervous and you're like, okay, I want to turn into this guard. And you're like, you're thinking like, can I do it? Can I not do it? Like I'm undead now. Has it affected my changeling form? And you boop, pop right into one of the guards that you saw that picked up the clan or the cult clans members.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, getting some territory there.
Look, can we just point out that this motherfucker's wearing a yellow sweater this whole time? Can we?
He knew it. He noticed it.
Very nice.
I noticed in the beginning, and I've just been holding on to it.
Hey, guess what? Nice. I've been in the king in yellow the whole time.
You see, you should have opened up the fucking video with your hood on.
Yeah. Exactly. Put some dark makeup on so you can't see my face.
Now, not that it would be, maybe it doesn't matter, but did it feel any different when I did it? Because normally it's just matter of fact.
It really hurt you. It hurt your balls a lot. No.
My balls.
Oh, boy, sorry. Strangely, I think it's really weird. Yeah. You know what? God, I love all this meaty, like giving me stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. This me begging for you to fuck with everything. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Do it. Do it.
Exactly.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's say that it's excruciating. So every time you change, it's gonna like, you think to yourself that if I'm gonna change, it can't be anywhere where people are going to have noticed that I'm changing or within earshot, because it's going to be excruciating and you're not going to be able to keep yourself from screaming every time you do it.
I like it. Oh, yes.
Okay, we just okay. So I change into this. It's just like, it just maybe it makes some ripping and tearing sounds now, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe that's fine.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody ripping into an old textbook.
Oh, go! Boom! Okay. Well,
are you okay?
Well, that was painful. Oh, that's going to be an obstacle. Well, how do I look?
You look like a guard.
Okay. All right. Well, I think perhaps then maybe a decent plan would be to try and speak with this cult leader before we try to bring this dagger back.
Yes. Should we spend some time with it before we go over? Let things settle down a little bit.
Oh, I didn't. I'm sorry. Yes. No, I should be clear. I don't mean right now. I'll need to sleep, assuming do that. Oh, my God. Blacklog, will I even be able to benefit from a long and or short rest?
Mechanically speaking, I would like to think so. But narratively speaking, I'm not sure that it makes a difference.
I'm very concise. I understand completely. Well, I suppose we'll find out tonight.
I suppose we will.
As I desperately would like to try and maybe sleep this off. Can you sleep off the loss of a soul? I don't think so.
Either way, I'm not going to change.
I'm going to stay the guard. Because
it seemed painful.
Yeah, that's a new thing for me. And I'm going to hang out in this form. I'll have to think of a name and a. This is all very disconcerting. But anyway, you were saying you wanted to spend some time with the dagger before we what?
Turn in for the night. Go interrogate the prisoner.
Oh, okay. You want to do that now?
If you wish to sleep first, I am sure it was a long journey to get here in the first place, and I'm not sure I could fall asleep right now.
I tell you what, best to do it while it's fresh in our minds, right?
I don't think this is something that you are soon to forget.
Okay, well, here's what I'm going to do. Let's do this. Let's go to the prison area, and I will make you invisible, and so that we can move together as one.
Ah, yes. Okay, that should work.
All right. No rest.
Sure. We can sleep afterward. We'll sleep in. I don't think checkout is too early in the morning.
Now, because this is your area of expertise, what sort of, I mean, perhaps I should probably, here's what we'll do. We'll get in front of the prisoner, and then you'll know how best to sort of extract useful information from this person.
Should we stab him with the dagger?
Definitely. It's all his fault, after all. So if I don't get to have a soul, then he shouldn't have one either.
Well, without the ritual, I don't know that the dagger would actually do anything.
We'll make him perform the ritual again.
And hand him the dagger.
this seems fine.
Do I get the sense? So I guess we got what we're going to get from the dagger, right? Like our, you know, crush the Arcana check, right? So there's nothing else to glean from that. Obviously, it's magical in nature. It is using this ritual to summon a demon and has, you know, some sort of power on its own.
Yeah.
Do I get the sense that if I picked it up, anything would happen based on the fact that I didn't touch it and I like left my own body?
Roll me an intelligence check.
Not good at
that. If you had any kind of weaponry skill, I could have you use that.
Let's see. I got a 12 on the die, and I have a +5 attack with my daggers.
Okay, you're not attacking with it right now, so that will not work for you.
Well, you said weapon skill. That's the only weapon skill in the game.
I meant if you knew about certain weapons. Or like, yeah, I'm trying to think of like if you worked with weapons at some point.
Only to stab people.
Exactly.
Right, I mean, it's not like core. Like there is no like firearms or like
weaponsmithing. Yeah. But you don't really have a background in any of that either. So like if you had like like something where it's like, well, I've, you know, my family is, you know, weaponsmith or whatever. Like you could talk me into it, but right. Yeah. Where you, how your past is, it doesn't really work with that. But I will give you this. If you knew somebody that like worked on or with magical weapons such as this, they would be able to help you. That would probably be the only way, unless you wanted to grab it full handle and figure it out for yourself. But that is a dangerous way to go.
Oh, see, that's GM hint there. It says don't touch the fucking handle.
I didn't say that. I mean, it might be fun, but
I am not like John.
You stab yourself, the game is over.
Okay, so I say that. Okay, I think we should stash the dagger here in the room, assuming that no one would break in. Doesn't seem as if anyone has entered the room in our absence prior to this. So we'll stash it here, and then, well, do I have do? Does the I'm assuming the dagger didn't have a sheath?
Yeah, he did have the guy had one around his chest that he used, but right. You never got that.
We never got, okay. How big is the dagger? I mean, is it like a Bowie knife? Like, is it, you know, 6, 9, 12 inches long?
I'm trying to think. You know, I'm gonna say it's
like an athlete.
Let's say it's like 7 with the handle.
7 with the handle. Okay.
Yeah.
Would I have, so I have a Dungeoneering pack. Would I have a pouch that I would be able to stick this into?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. So I know this is riveting, but I also don't want to leave it here. So I go to the pack, I rummage through my shit, pull out a you know, like a leather bag, and I say, hold this bag open, please.
So it does hold the bag open,
and then he picks it up. So hilt first. Nope, we'll go the other way. He'll shimmy it to the bottom of the thing. So point down, dagger shimmies into the bag, cinches it up, ties it around his waist. And big flourish, snaps the cape back on, says, "Okay." So we don't leave this here. I don't believe we should touch it, though. Based on my little experience, we may want to try to find a weaponsmith or perhaps wizard in town who may be familiar with magical weapons. We could even perhaps show him or her or them the other dagger that we possess, as we do not know what that does either. But if you wish to go interrogate the prisoner now, we should do so. If you think that the excitement has worn down from their capture and imprisonment, I feel like it has been, you know, looks at his blank wrist. It's been a little while.
What were you looking at there? Never mind.
Licks his paw finger and like holds it up.
It might be. They might be based on the high emotion of the whole situation, they might be a little more susceptible to suggestion that we do talk to the prisoner, you know, as a way to figure out what's going on.
If you think it's best, maybe we should at least try.
I wonder if I could. Yeah. I mean, we have to, right? We have to get information from him.
I believe so. Yes. It would be beneficial, I believe.
I almost wonder if it would be a bonus to not make you invisible and present you as an expert in these arcane arts as an interrogator.
Ooh, I like that as well. That could if be indeed good. You do make me invisible, I could be the voice that buzzes in his ear that has no presence in this world. I could whisper things to him to maybe drive him towards you, perhaps.
You could. Yes, we could. Yes. All right. I was so yes. So, okay, there, that's good. But I was also thinking like along the lines of, oh, I've brought this warlock here to interrogate the prisoner as to what other sort of cultish activities have been going on in the town, you know, rather than try and hide you, maybe perhaps presenting you as the all-powerful warlock that you are in order to sort of aid in any investigations to shut down any other cultish cells that are around. He must know.
Yeah, we could try that. That sounds reasonable, and it would perhaps get us past the other guards with less resistance.
I think so, and I think while emotions are high about this, it would probably work. It would work to our advantage for any sort of charisma roles that may be involved.
Perhaps an intimidation.
Right. I mean, we're on their side, so like it'd be more of a persuasive argument.
Yes, with the guards, of course, but with the prisoner.
Oh, with
course,
him, yes, intimidation for sure. Mm.
I sense that a D6 may be in my future.
Oh, there's all kinds of inspirations that will be granted to you at most four.
Perhaps you could befriend this misguided individual into providing some useful information.
Right. Well, that's just a spell. That pulls us back from the meta commentary just a little bit.
Okay, so back at the jail.
Smash cut two.
Nash cut two.
Nah!
Right? That makes sense. Smash cut to the jail. Yeah.
Wait, did we just smash cut to the cell?
I think, well, mm-hmm. probably to the cell, all the way to the cell.
No.
He said it.
No.
I think, like,
we're inside the cell.
All your big talking. I want to see how this all rolls out.
All right. So look, here's the plan, right? Meta.
Yeah.
You go and you fucking kick the door in and be like, I have brought the experts, blah, 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 whatever. We must, you know, fucking go see the prisoner right away.
We should think of a cool name, like the Grand Warlockian Inquisitor.
We could, well, you know, are we far enough away from the capital? The king does seem to be on a bit of a rant as far as the dark arts go. I don't know if that's reached this part of the
Just Grand Inquisitor?
Yes, because I am also rooting out the dark arts.
Yes, oh my gosh!
And then he full body shivers because, like, I'm a fucking warlock and my patron is Cthulhu. And he's like,
I like that. I'll present you as the Grand Inquisitor rooting out all of the dark arts that has been sent from the king.
Oh, yes. I like this. I believe
to interrogate the prisoner. I like it. Okay. I'm like going through what I want to do. Like, I've brought the Grand Inquisitor from the king to root out the dark arts, and we must speak with the prisoner now. Was that good? Did that sound good?
And I'll stand there like this.
We have to really just look nasty, you know, look gnarly, you know? Yeah, I like it. Yeah, okay. I think we can do this. I think we
put the GM to sleep.
Kurt's gone. Kurt has left. He's letting us just do it. Let's go.
You know what? I'm going to come back in the next 2 hours. And when you guys are wrapped up, you let me know. Just text me. I'm going to have a sandwich and a nap. All right. Go for it.
We do it.
All right.
We immediately leave the room and we start like marching towards the jail.
Perfect. Yeah. So there's a couple of guards standing outside of the jail, just manning it.
Check some spells real quick. All right. I am not going to...
I cast Dissonant Whispers.
Not yet.
All right. So I think I'm gonna hold on. How many guards are outside of the jail?
Just two.
Just two?
One on each side of the door.
Okay. I think what we do is then, well, first of all, how are you dressed? Hold on. Wait, are you dressed appropriately for this?
He is always in fine clothes. He changes before we go, right? So like he's in like a crimson top with black pants, which makes it look like I'm not wearing pants at all, really, because you know, black fur, but black pants. He's got the what is it, purple and blue cape. It clashes a little bit with the red, but it goes with the black. So like, he's got a gold. He's got like a gold chain on, which got the cane. Yeah, maybe there's some ruffles. Probably some ruffles. Maybe right.
There's definitely ruffles, like on the arms, like.
Oh, like, on the sleeves for sure.
Yeah. Very yep, prince, yep. Princely, princess.
And a sash.
Definitely a sash.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So here's what we're going. Okay. So, all right. So, my name is Renford Dorrance, the Imperial Guard escorting the King's High Inquisitor. High Inquisitor. Yes. Okay. That's what we're doing. This is excellent. Now, what is your name?
Oh, well, Let me go to Fantasy Name Generator and see if I can't come up with a name.
Find one that we have to really think about one that is Tabaxi-centric, you know, so it really just like, you know, really lands. Something powerful. Blacklaw is very powerful, but that's you. We need you to be someone else.
Yes. Let me... Is it... Or I'm accessing... No, that is not what I want. Shit. I don't know. I'm not a good name guy. how about other names? Would it be under other names? Inquisitor? Honorifics? No. Oh, hold on. Right? Are we doing this? Am I going about this the wrong way? Hold on. We just have to edit all this out. Kurt, make a timestamp.
How about...
I made a timestamp a long time ago. I'm cutting a lot of this out.
I'm thinking of like badass cat names, and the first one that I came upon was Mrs. Business. That can't be the one we use, but that was one of the first things that popped into my mind. How about Tash Tailwind? What about that?
Tash doesn't have the.
Yeah, if it doesn't feel right, shoot it down.
When I search on Google, it only brings up things from Star Wars, which is a completely different canon. It's not crossover at all.
No. Let's see. Oh, Inigo Montoya. That's someone named the cat Inigo Montoya. Oh, gosh.
How about Cornelius Vallelong?
Cornelius Vallelong?
Yes. Yes, no.
Cornelius Vallelong. I like it. Should we add an L in it so it's Vallelong? Like roll it, like the Y, like Vallelong.
Yeah, I think that'll work.
I like it. Cornelius Vallelong. You are, and I grab you by the shoulder, you are the High Inquisitor to the King.
I am.
Yes, you are.
Taps his cane on the ground.
Oh, the cane. The cane accentuates this whole situation. Oh, I'm into this. All right, let's
gloves,
do this.
Gloves, hold on. Go. I need to find my gloves. Goes back in his bag.
Yes.
Fine yes, leather gloves.
Yes, get your glove and then like put the frilly lace over it.
Yes. Well, they're kind of high for it. Well, okay, well, let me get the other gloves then. And he gets like shorter gloves.
Yeah, shorter gloves. All right. I think we did it. I take in the whole look as like, this is perfect. This is perfect. All right, off.
I hold the collar up and I spin around.
Yeah, you look great. You look amazing. All right, I think this is going to work. Let's do it. And we
hold on. I have to lock the door.
Hold on. Yep, lock the door.
Walk out. Wait a minute.
Hold on. Where's the dagger? Where's the dagger? Hold on.
We're
good. All right, let's go. Let's do it.
So you walk out of the inn. And an air conditioner falls on you both and you die.
No. Run down by a horse and a carriage.
Okay, yeah. let's cut to the jail. There's two guys outside of the doors and they're waiting.
All right, now you must match my pace. Yes, you must believe they are waiting for us. All right, yes. Match my stride. And I take the lead because I'm leading the High Inquisitor and I march aggressively, or, you know, not violently aggressively, but I march with a purpose. That's what I should have said. I march with purpose up to the guards.
I follow. You say match your pace, but yes. I take a slower saunter to to convey the the haughtiness and the power of my position.
So I
sort of swagger behind.
Excellent.
You.
That is excellent.
Don't look left. Don't look right. Just ahead. Taking my time.
Your instincts are dead on.
You have everything resolved before I get there, and I just make for the door.
Yes. As I get closer, I would begin my whole thing. I would say, gentlemen, I have with me the Grand High Inquisitor to the King. We are here to interrogate the prisoner in light of tonight's events with the cult, to suss out any other cultish cells. We demand access to the prisoner immediately.
And the one on the left just kind of looks at you lazily and says, okay, papers?
Papers? How dare... I turn and I apologize, Grand Inquisitor. I turn and I kind of like lower my voice a little bit so that it's not, I'm kind of like trying to play off. And listen to me very carefully. The King has sent this Inquisitor immediately to see the prisoner. There is no papers. Do you understand? This is to suss out the information that is needed to get rid of all of the dark magics and the black dealings that are going on in this region. Do you understand?
So let me add, Greg, because it's a mental thing. So I say to you, in your head when you finish, have you not heard of the King's Crusade against the evil magics that have been permeating the land? You dare question your king and his orders?
Yeah, all of that. Yeah, yeah. I say all of it. How dare you question the king's orders? Have you not heard?
Crusade? I turn and I look.
Yeah. Oh,
like just with disdain.
Yeah, I make sure they can see him turning with disdain. Yes. I go, there was no time for papers. I'll do a charisma check if you'd like.
Sure, go for it.
I would love to do this. I'm trying to persuade them. That's a 19 plus 5, 24.
Killing it.
Nice. So the guy kind of looks lazily. He's like, oh, I guess not. Go ahead.
None of this was necessary. I love it.
I am killing you with stupidity.
Yes, I love it.
I pull the rest of the glove off. Ooh, and I nice. Just grab it in my other hand and I look. And I just sort of shake my head and start to walk.
I turn and I say, this way, my lord. And I open the door and we rush through.
And you hear the other guy as you're kind of closing the door, you go in, you hear the other guard go... Doesn't look too grand to me. The door shuts.
I selectively do not hear it, and I congratulate us both on a masterful performance.
Yeah, so you're inside the jail, and there's like a desk to the left, and there's a guy sitting there, and he's just kind of doing some paperwork and stuff like that. And there's a couple others that are just kind of... milling about. The jail cell only has the cult members from tonight and no one else.
Well, they're in the same room with him, like Western jail style.
Yep, exactly. It's a very small jail because apparently there must not be a lot of crime here.
So there's go ahead. Sorry.
I was just gonna say, I don't remember how many cult members are there, like 12 or something like that.
I said nine,
somewhere around in that number, right?
Yeah. It an indiscriminate number. It doesn't matter at this point, you know. Okay. It's for that jail cell, it's actually kind of crowded because it's so small.
Does it, you know, in a quick glance around the room, does it look like there's another room, or is it just like one big room and their cells, and that's the whole building?
Yeah, it's literally that's it. It's just, there's not much there. And it's weird because for how small it is. Actually, you know what? Let's just say I'm going to backtrack. I'm going to say there's only one more guard inside the jail. It's just one guy inside, two guys out, and that's it.
Okay. I think to you in your head, this is going to be problematic.
All right. I'll address the guard that is in there. And I will say, I am not sure if you heard the commotion outside, but I am escorting in the King's Grand High Inquisitor to speak with the cult leader and to get to the bottom of the dark dealings that are going on. You might not have heard of the King's Crusade
against
black magic.
But I have. And you know what? I feel like all of them should burn.
Ah, yes. But before we burn them, We must get the information from the leader, so we require a private space to interrogate him. Bring him forth immediately.
Yes, of course.
Please.
Of course, here's the keys. I shall meet you outside when you are done. He gives you the keys and just literally heads out and does not even like background check. He doesn't.
There is not
very lackadaisical.
We belong here.
When he says that they should burn, I grin and my fangs are all out and his ears kind of like come forward a little bit, but he doesn't say anything.
Very Cheshire Cat.
Maybe I can blindness. Now. I'm looking at my spell. Wait for you outside. All right. So I go and I will. Do I see the cult leader? Can I identify? I have to remember what he looks like, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's burned. A lot of these members are probably actually burned into your soul or not soul right now. So yeah.
I don't. That was hurtful.
I meant every word of it.
It was hurtful.
Yes. So yeah, let's say he's sitting in the corner and no one else is by him actually, and everybody else is kind of like in like a couple of groups, and they're like some are crying and some are like, oh, I can't believe this happened, and we don't do anything wrong or anything like that. And and the cult member the cult leader is just kind of sitting in the corner and kind of head in his hands, maybe on top of his fist, and he's just kind of sitting in the corner and not paying attention to much of anything.
All right. Are they all in one cell?
Yes.
Is it one big cell? Okay.
Yeah, let's just say, it's just one big one.
I believe we can drop all pretenses now that we are alone with the rabble.
All right, I guess we can drop pretenses. I suppose I might want to just stay in this form, though.
But that's fine. It seemed painful to change.
Yeah, it was. I'll just hang on to this for a little while longer, just in case, you know, just in case.
Trying your, if you're able to befriend him, it may be more useful to start that way.
Okay.
And it's all in your head.
Yeah. So I want to.
I don't know. I don't remember if you used it, right? So it might not be an option.
Well, I got the friend's cantrip.
It's a cantrip. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I don't know that I like this, though, because it's only for a minute. And then they know that they've been have a cast spell upon them.
And then why don't we just beat the shit out of me after that?
Yeah. I mean, you know what? Okay, I guess. Yeah. So we got the key. So I'll. What I'll do is I'll cast, before I do that, I'll try to get him, I'll say, cult leader, come forward, like beckoning him to the front of the cell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, he picks up his head above his fist or whatever, and looks at you and says, I will not.
I'll cast friends on him, and I will say to him, but I have your dagger. So what that does is it gives me advantage on charisma checks directed at him. So like, I'd like to convince him that I want to give him back his dagger.
And he kind of stares at you and like squints his eyes a little bit. And he says, what trickery is this?
Ooh. Oh. I'm already. Yeah. So I don't. So
in your head, you hear, this is all falling apart.
No, because I would love to show, I'd love to take off my helmet and have it be the persona that I was when I stabbed myself. I wonder if that would be more persuasive. Maybe what I'll do is I'll take off the helmet and then I'll in front of him to sort of drive this home, I will change into the persona that I stabbed myself so that he'll recognize me as the sacrifice. Does that make sense? But I'll go through the pain and maybe that'll drive it home. You know what I'm saying? Does any of this make sense?
Yep.
Yeah. So I'll do that.
Oh, hold on though. You have to roll 2d20s and it's a disadvantage with your constitution modifier.
Disadvantage, even though I've cast friends upon him?
Yep, because every time you change, it's a disadvantage because of you, your undeadness.
Oh god. Well, there's a one, so take me.
Yeah, so you take your helmet off and you like concentrate really hard and you try to change form and your nose changes and nothing else.
Shit. You know what? Never mind. And just
go ahead. And the cult member says, your parlor tricks won't work for with me.
I reach down and I take the bag off my hip and I untie it very slowly. And then I pull the bag down a little bit so that he can see the handle. And he says, we do not have time to fuck around. Ooh. Is that with advantage?
I don't know.
I'm not trying to convince him of anything. Well, I guess I am, right? We have the dagger.
Yeah.
He's not going to get it, but he doesn't know that.
Yeah. Where are you when you're talking to him? Are you close to the bars? Are you far away? Are you at an angle? Like, I want to know where you're at when you say these things.
I assume we're probably within 2 feet of the bars. Like, okay. If he's here and they're all in groups over here, mm-hmm. you know, he's in the back of the cell. They're kind of like spread out. Then we're like here in front of the cell, but not like up on the bars, right? Like that's tactically stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So he in a flash gets up and like runs almost completely into the bars to swipe at your bag. So I want you to roll me a dexterity check with advantage.
Okay. I will do so. Is it straight dex or can I add like my sleight of hand to that?
Sure.
Or to keep it away from
him. Yep.
Oh, 16 plus 2 is 18.
Okay. So he like it's almost like his demeanor and everything changes for the worst. It's almost like a hungry wolf wanting to get the like a morsel that it hasn't gotten in like days. And he like rams into the bars so hard that it almost jostles one kind of. It almost feels like one of them is going to be jostled like loose. And he goes to grab it and he says, "That is not yours. That does not belong to you."
But it is mine now, is it not?
You are not worthy of that knife.
I am worthy. I am worthier than you could perhaps even know. What is it that you wish to accomplish this? What were you trying to summon with this trinket? Surely the demon was not your end result. Or is it just a charade that you're playing at?
He says, he kind of like laughs a little bit and he says, so you think the demon was our play, huh? You are not worthy. You know less than you think.
I retie the dagger, you know, the bag back to my hip, and I look at him and I slowly unbutton the shirt. And I assume he's looking at me like, "The fuck are you doing?" And then I just slowly pull the shirt open to expose the stars that are scattered across my chest.
When he looks back at you, you don't get quite get the result that you're hoping for. You get confusion.
I say, the fuck do I say? I say, what does he say? The Yellow King visits me to report on my master's activities. Has he ever done so for you? Do you even understand the forces with which you are trying to play?
He says nothing.
I think he goes on. He says something like, even now the stars align as the high priest regains his senses.
He kind of stares at you with disdain and he says, false prophets never measure. The stars align, you say. Your stars haven't aligned at all. They are amok. They are abhorrent.
I think he like slowly starts to button the shirt and doesn't say anything right away. And I say to Soot in his head, if they do not wish to summon the Yellow King or raise Cthulhu, I do not know what their plan may be. It clearly was not the demon that, you know, getting up, doing up the last button. I don't think I have anything that helps. I mean, other than just beating the shit out of him, I don't think I have anything that helps. So I think he says something like, who do you know? John, help me.
Well, I'm trying to think, like, because I don't have a soul, and I've got this shit going on in my. I'm trying to think how beneficial it would be.
So here's the thing, right?
Show me. Yep.
I don't know if Kurt is including other great old ones in this game now. So if it's like fucking Azathoth or some shit, you know what I mean?
Well, right. But I think like what we want to do is try to find out what he was trying to do, right?
Right, right. So which is why I wanted to do the friends thing, but it doesn't work the way that either one of us thought that it worked.
No. So
I can have you guys roll a wisdom check for me. I can't. Ugh, God. I don't want to give anything away. So.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't have religion. So I rolled a six.
Would it be religion?
Well, I don't know. I'm just thinking
if we're going to apply
not a necessarily skill. No.
All right. So if it's wisdom straight up, then I just rolled an eight.
We're killing it. We're the two smartest people.
Well, I'm not going to give it to you outright, but.
Nor should you.
You know, actually, so,
we want to know what he was doing.
Right.
Yeah.
It's clear that they weren't summoning the demon for the demon's sake. They are using at least superficially, the accoutrement of the King in Yellow. They have the Holly thing. They have the stars, which is kind of a school, more of a Cthulhu thing. They have the yellow. The auras were yellow with the black, right? So like it leans in that direction. So unless he's mistaking, you know, when I said my master visits me, I meant the Yellow King. So maybe he mistook that to mean Cthulhu himself, right? If that's what they're going after.
Well, I'm trying to think of how helpful it would be if I like showed him my wounds. What'd you say?
Punch him?
No, I mean, I don't know. I think maybe, okay, so if this didn't work then, like, I don't know if me showing you my wounds, especially because I fucked up trying to change into the sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they would still be on your person, right? Like, I feel like that those markings stay on you no matter what form you're in.
Yeah, right.
So I could try this. I say, have you ever been to Holly? It is a desolate place.
It almost looks like he's bored when he looks at you and he says, it can't be any more than it is here or anywhere else.
So I'll take that as a no. Well, as the guards wish to hang you, then I guess that is sufficient enough punishment for me. If you do not wish to reveal anything, we will just take this dagger with us and dispose of it as we wish or use it as we will.
He gives you a wry smile and he says, good luck trying. So
I see. I've used dissonant whispers already. I think it's got a check mark on it or a dot next to it. Cause I would love to fucking use that on him right now.
I think I might cast shatter on this guy and like, cause I got the key go in and like, I need to know how to get my soul back. I think so it might lose it a little bit because we stonewalled it and I'm pissed that I can't change. And I was trying to do that. And now he's like stonewalling Blacklaw, who I know knows way more than he does.
I'm the Grand Inquisitor after all.
Yes. But like it goes beyond that now, you know, because he's just being a dick. I know he knows something.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how else to get at him. Right. Like I don't.
Shit.
Like if they're not trying to summon either one of those two, then I'm kind of at a loss, right? Because that's what everything pointed to. And I'm not smart enough to figure it out, right? Like wasn't.
Okay, well, what about like an insight? Can we do an insight to see like if that's what he's saying?
Yeah, go for it.
So like the two entities that Black Claw is referencing, he doesn't seem to be too concerned with. Is that fair?
Roll me your roll and I will give you information.
All right. So 17 plus 2 and 19.
Okay. So you think that he's basically saying like, yes, Holly is involved. Yes, Cthu is involved, but there is something else in play that is working in your space that you don't know about.
I don't get any of that. I'm just staring at him now. This fucking guy. Get through the bars, beat the shit out of this motherfucker.
Okay. All right. John, would you say that you're the Black Claw is like invested in getting information out of this guy?
Yeah, no, for sure. He's like, his tail is flicking, like he's aggravated now, right? Because he thought he would get him. At least to tip something, right? Yeah, like, oh yeah, I was trying to like do this thing and get that guy like some of this because we're gonna like fucking tear this shit down. Like I didn't think that was gonna happen, but I also thought like he'd be able to get a nugget that we could work on.
All right. So then tell me about so we didn't do a rest, right?
Correct.
And I have a note here. I used my song of immediate slumber. So that's done. All right. So then what I want to do is I would like to cast I can't like determine who falls asleep. That's the fucking problem here. Okay. Well, what do you think about opening up the thing and creating chaos with everyone except him and just taking him?
Oh, mute. I'm not opposed to it. The problem is getting past the three guards.
But if they're busy trying to catch all the free cultists, right?
I don't know that we want to set anybody free. Like that's the hold on.
I guess that's what I was asking. I don't know if we care.
I think he's the only bad one. But like in the moment,
I don't want to be meta about the sleep spell and say if I cast sleep, it's going to start at the lowest hit point. So I know I'm working up from these like nobody cultists, and it'll go to him. You know what I mean? But I can't like pick and choose who falls asleep. It's just like the area.
Right. And there's like nine of them.
Yeah.
Well, so do they have to pass a save, right? So like if some of the other ones pass the save, right, then let's move on to the next person.
There's no save.
Oh, there's no save. It just happens.
Starting with the creature that has the lowest current hit points, each creature affected by the spell falls unconscious until the spell ends. Now, let's just see. When you use a summon action to shake or slap the sleeper awake, subtract each creature's hit points from the total. Equal less remaining undead creatures are immune. Yeah, I mean, I'm immune to everything. This spell sends creatures into a magical slumber. Roll 5d8. The total is how many hit points of creatures this spell can affect. So it's almost like it just affects them ignoring unconscious creatures within 20 feet of a point you choose within range. Yeah, you said he was in the back corner, right? And everyone else was on the other side of the cell.
Well, now he's right in front of us.
Yeah. Okay. The other people are kind of in groups.
All right. So what I can do is I can cast sleep behind him, engulf everyone else, and see if maybe it puts everyone asleep and we can open the cage and we can either have way with him.
Could you put it on him? Because he's now isolated by himself.
Oh, I can. Yeah, I can do that. Well, you want to put him asleep so we can take him?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that then. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll cast sleep at a point where it's only going to hit him. Can I do that?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, I pick a perfect point.
You know, if you like tap me on the shoulder, I'll take a step back, right?
Yeah,
like
right.
You look at me with the.
I'll give you a look. I'll give you a look. Like, it's, all right, I'm gonna put him down, and then I'll cast sleep at second level. What does this one say? It's five. So it says 5d8. When you cast a spell using a spell slot of second level or higher, I'm casting it at a second level. You roll an additional 2d8 for each slot level above first. So I'm rolling 6d8 to try to put him down, assuming he's got higher whatever. God, I need d8s.
Roll them high.
Trying so hard. 6d8s. Okay, here's a d8. 1, 3, 6. So that's 9, 12, 17, and the last one 21. So I have 21 hit points of sleep to cast. Ugh.
All right. Yeah. He falls asleep. He slumps to the ground, and everyone else kind of like reacts like, what? Huh?
And what's the trigger, right? Like, we can't punch him, slap him, otherwise yes. assault him, right?
Spell ends. The sleeper, the spell, until the spell ends. So it's the duration is a minute. The spell ends. The sleeper takes damage or someone uses an action to shake or slap the sleeper awake. So he's asleep for a minute. So I think like once he drops, I take the key out, I pop open the cell and like kind of like gingerly move him out of the cell.
Maybe we
both do it.
Yeah. Well, so when he drops then and you open the cell, I say, tie his hands.
I totally tie his hands.
Right. With cloth or whatever. I'm sure we have something on us that we could use to bind his wrists together behind him.
I do have rope.
You hear somebody behind you say, what are you doing with him?
And I'm in the cell so the other ones don't get fucking, or like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Like a guard or someone from the cell? Didn't he walk someone outside?
Someone in the cell. Okay. So I'm standing like,
answer these people.
Yeah. So he is coming with us. If you have done nothing wrong, then you have nothing to be worried about. But this one must answer for his crimes.
And then you hear him back up like, okay, all right, fine. Whatever, man.
So you tie him up, throw him on your shoulder.
Yeah.
I cast invisibility on him so it doesn't look like you're carrying anything.
Nice.
And we leave. We lock the door.
You cast invisibility on... So invisibility would work on anything that you're carrying, right? So yes. Maybe we cast invisibility on each other and then nobody can see anything.
I don't know. I mean, that right? That's up to Kurt, right? So like if we're holding a body, does the body become invisible? Or
anything the target is wearing or carrying is invisible as long as it is on the target's person.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
We look at each other. I got a hoist on my shoulder. We look at each other, cast invisibility on each other.
And walk out? Well, so I don't know. So
how do you get out the door, though, if you're invisible? You pretend that the door is opening by itself and then walk out?
I mean, we only have a minute. So here's the thing. So I think if we make him invisible, we've got to beat feet, right? We came in, we both go out. As far as they know, he's still in the cell. We walk out, drop the keys in the guy's hands, and you know, okay. the king's, you know, you guys are doing a fine job. Carry out your summary executions.
I like it. Sure. Yeah, we fast talk him as we yeah.
Right. Okay. And then like head around the corner, because when the guy wakes up, I guess we probably stuff something in his mouth too.
Yeah.
My glove in his mouth.
There you go. Yeah, the glove you took off. Yeah, shove it in there. Shove it in there. I hog tie him. We hoist him. Here we go.
So I'll open up the door and then you go out and then I follow you. And I'll have the keys. So I'll close the door, look to the guard. Just drop the keys in his hands. And then if you want, like, you're my mouthpiece then, right? So like, you know, the king commends your work, blah, 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 whatever.
Oh my God. Yeah. You know what? That's what, okay. So what I'll do is as we're walking out, I'll prepare like there's three guards.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Outside now. Yeah.
So I get 5 gold a piece and I give them each 5 gold a piece. And I say, thank you very much for your assistance. The king is in your debt. And I give them like 5 gold pieces a piece. Peace.
Yeah, so like they're all kind of like, oh, cool, you know, whatever. They put it in their pocket and they don't think about it twice.
And I say, "You're come on, we must be quick.
Gotta get out of here now." And we get out of there now. Where do we go?
Nice.
Out of eyesight,
into the woods. Let's go into the woods.
whatever's away from the front of the jail, so that they can't see us, and then we can work around from there.
Let's say there's some woods off to the side, and that's probably like the quickest, you know, get into some shade where no one can see you kind of thing.
We disappear into the woods, we find a tree, and we tie him to the tree.
I'm okay with this plan.
Yeah. Yeah. We secure him tightly to a tree.
Yeah. Like as we go around the corner, there's like a barrel with like a fucking rope sitting on it. So just grab it.
I got a bunch of rope.
Oh, did you bring it?
Yeah. So I can just have, I mean, I'm assuming I have everything.
Oh, I had a sash. So we tied him up with my sash.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know how much rope. I've got like a bunch of rope.
Yeah. That way we're not cheating.
Yeah. That's great. We do it. So sashy. It's okay. It's okay. There's rope in there. I believe you. No more searching. You're okay.
Okay, so we tie him to a tree. Like,
yeah, okay. We do tie him to a tree. I know there was rope in my backpack. I love
Yep. And before go ahead.
I was just saying we walk a ways out. Like we don't want to be right. Like, oh, we're 20 feet into the woods and he starts screaming. Like
we walk.
We have nowhere else to be right now other than killing this motherfucker.
So I'm going to say that he wakes up before you even get to tie him, because if you're going to go out into the woods, it's definitely going to be longer than a minute.
Cutting it close.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Like, I think we get around the building and make like the tree line and he's awake.
Yeah. So he violently trying to like shake his body off of you.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Roll me a strength check.
I'm not strong. I'm dexterous. 14?
Yep. You just kind of like wrestle him. Yeah, exactly. And he's still kind of trying to struggle, but you keep him in line.
I don't want him to stay invisible. So he put him on his shoulder before I turned him visible. So I know which way he's facing. It doesn't really matter, but I just get up behind him and I take my claws and I just rake it down across his back.
Nice. And he does kind of a muffled like, yeah, that tasted gross. For anyone that doubts my commitment to this fucking podcast, I just stuck a Kleenex in my mouth and screamed. So you know what?
It was immersive as hell.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's only 4 damage.
Oh, okay. So maybe it's not, it's maybe like,
ouch.
Ouch, Elliot. Yeah. And then you proceed to tie him to a tree. He kind of like... He tries to fight it, but you guys are too strong for him and you have him tied up.
I think we both stand there for a minute, just kind of like looking at him like,
yeah.
Yeah. And he gives you a menacing look.
So I turn to Soot and I say, should we start with the toes or the fingers?
I say fingers.
So I walk forward and I grab his hand. But when I grab his hand, I grab him with the claws out.
Mm-hmm.
And I grab his left hand and I just pull it forward. So like he's tied to the tree. My claws are in his wrist and I just pull his arm forward as far as it'll go.
Roll me. We don't have there's not intimidation, right?
There is. There is.
Yeah. Roll me an intimidation check.
Should that be with a bonus since he's tied to a tree and we're going to fucking kill him?
Yeah, of course.
Ooh, that's going to be a 19.
Nice. His demeanor shifts. You see some terror in his eye. It's not fully committed to terror because...
He's a cult leader summoning demons and shit.
Yeah, exactly. He knows his death may be imminent, but there's definitely fear in his eyes.
And I unroll his pinky out. And I say, this would have been so much easier if you had just told us what we wanted to know. And I just fucking snap his pinky.
I'm assuming you've de-gagged him. I'm assuming.
I don't think we have yet.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Well, here comes more Foley.
Gonna wait till he's a little more.
A little more cooperative.
Yes. I do want to try to turn. I want to try again to turn back into the form of the person that stabbed myself in the chest.
Yeah, go for it.
I want to try it again. All right, disadvantage, right?
Always.
God, 3. Man, nope. So there's no adding. This is just like a roll.
Your con modifier.
Yeah,
your con modifier. So 4.
So you got a 4.
Does 4 do it?
Yep. No, 4 does not do it.
Maybe an ear pops off.
Yeah. And so, in some cultures, a four is a very unlucky number. So
so I think that's happening in the background of Black Claw. It's just me like angry and in pain trying to change while Black Claw is breaking this guy's finger.
Yeah. You feel like something hurts in your neck, and you kind of feel, and it feels like your neck is cracking, like it's like concrete that's just split.
Ah, damn it! is there like black ooze?
No black ooze.
Can
but
I touch it?
But if, well, you wouldn't be able to see it actually.
Do I feel it?
So like you don't feel any black ooze, no, but it does feel like a hard crack, like you're touching concrete.
Like when I touch it with my hand?
Mm-hmm.
There's a crack in my neck. Black claw.
And he kind of like looks over to me, he's like, what?
And I walk over to him, I mean, freaking broke, just in full sight of this guy, like, look at my neck, black claw, there's a crack.
Can we do this later? Like he kind
of. No, he's got my soul. He has arm. It. He has my soul.
I pull my glove out of his mouth, and I'm still holding him. And I say, "Who? If it is not Cthulhu, and it is not the Yellow King, who is it that you wish to summon? It was clearly not the demon, and yet you use all of the accoutrements of the Yellow King."
His fighting is starting to loosen as far as his will goes, and he's still fighting the pain of his broken pinky. through the Yellow King, the beguiled will rise again.
Oh yes, this we have seen the Pretender King. He wishes to stamp out the likes of us. Or concentrate the power for himself. And then I snap his other finger.
Oh, and he just, I can't wait until he does both and eradicates you.
Eric the Beguiler, Pretender King with his arm. Like he just kind of like looks up in a way, still holding the guy's arm. And he says to Black Claws in his head, he says, do you think that his power could... I don't believe his power could rival that of the High Priest.
What? Eric the Beguiler?
Yes, the Pretender King, the one we saw, returned from the Barren Wastes.
I'm sorry. I was distracted by the fact that I now have a concrete neck that's breaking. I feel I'm dead. I have no soul in my stone, and I'm now stone. I'm turning to stone. Is he trying to say that he worships Eric the Beguiler?
I pull him a little bit.
Yeah, I all of a sudden, like my hand crossbows out in my hand.
I will answer for him and say yes. There's one more thing that you may answer before. So you can choose to die painfully or quickly. Matters not to me. But if you answer this question truthfully, we will give you a swift death. My compatriot has lost his soul due to the strike of the dagger. What's to be done for it?
He says nothing.
I think that after he said that, Soot, and then the guy says nothing. I think Soot kind of like looks confused. He goes, and he points at him, goes, Black Claw, he worships Eric the Beguiler. He knows nothing of the realities that you live in, the shadows that you walk in, the soulless disaster that I have become. He is nothing. He is nothing in the grand scheme of these events that we are experiencing.
No, he is but a pawn, as are we, ultimately. But he did indeed have the power through the ritual to summon a creature more powerful than he.
Do we know of magic, a false power? He draws nothing. We have made a massive mistake with this one. He's but a leaf in the wind of the coming disasters that you herald, and he ignores. And I just kind of, I look at him and I'll point my hand crossbow like right, like between his head, his forehead, and I'll say, this is your last chance to tell us anything useful other than your false god and prophets.
And
I feel like I'm losing my mind. Trying to convey menace here best as Soot can.
Yeah. So, and he stares into your eyes and he chokes back the pain and he laughs at you. He says, the beast owns your soul. You'll never get it back.
Yes, I just pull the trigger.
Roll an attack.
I'm gonna miss. I've been rolling
I feel like this has got to be at advantage, right?
At advantage, obviously. Yeah.
Okay, roll an attack. I have a hand crossbow. My two hit is a +5 advantage. Oh my god, 11, 16.
Yep, you hit him. How much damage does he take?
I love this part of things because it's like I won't do enough damage with the hand crossbow with the hit to the middle of his head. 1d6 +3, 2, so 5 total damage to his forehead with a hand crossbow.
Yeah, this is all just for show. Yes, definitely takes it between the eyes and slumps over.
Yeah, it's like hyperventilating a little bit. This is not his bag, but I'm losing it a little bit.
This motherfucker!
I put a hand on your shoulder and
shaking.
Let me see. And I push your chin so I can get a better look at your neck. There's nothing there, right, Kurt? Like
I drop any. I'll roll at the disadvantage, but I'm dropping anything. I'm going back into soot form, into changing form. This is fucking bullshit. So my disadvantage is a 17. Now it's a 17. That's my disadvantage for my role to change into my changeling form. This is narratively working. I love this. I'm losing my mind. So yeah.
Yeah.
17.
So I'm going to say that you do eventually change back. What are you changing back to?
I'm just dropping everything. I'm just turning back into a flesh tube. With arms
back into true form.
Yeah.
Let's say that, you know, with you learning all these things, with you kind of slowly losing your mind, with you.
I killed a defenseless man. I'm not okay with this.
Yes.
I did it.
Make a psyche check.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You've got trauma. You change into everyone you've ever changed in your life. And it feels like when someone is slowly tearing pages out of a book one by one, very slowly. And it's not a fast change. You like slowly morph into Kirik. You slowly change into the Bullywog. You slowly change into all these different personas. Lastly, you change into the cult leader. And then you change into yourself.
Okay. Yeah, I probably just collapsed then. Like with all the pain of that. Yeah. And I'm just like breathing heavily, like on the ground, like gosh. Oh, God, that was hard. This is unacceptable. This is uncomfortable and painful and unacceptable.
Again, I kneel down next to you and I put a hand on your shoulder and I said, take your time.
There's no more time. I kind of like I'll try to get to my feet, stumble to my feet, and I like look
at help you up.
Actually, before you do that, Soot, I would like you to roll me a constitution, just a roll, a d20 roll with advantage.
I didn't want any of this. we were just supposed to steal shit. Constitution with advantage, you said? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
18.
Okay. So just as you feel like you're on the point of exhaustion passing out, you feel Black Claws grab underneath your arm and hoist you up.
I just gotta look him in the eyes, like just deadpan, like what did we do now?
I'm not sure, friend. We will do whatever we can to try to remedy your situation. I do not know if we can get your soul back. But yet you still live. So we have that.
You hear a voice in the back of your head, Black Claws, and it's surprisingly tiny. And it says, I don't subscribe to what you have done this night, but I will promise you this. If you find a way to release me, I will try to help your friend.
He nods, like not thinking about it. He's like, of course. I will do whatever I can to release you. I do not wish to keep you imprisoned in there. It was never my intention. We can check back in with scrape to see if they have turned up anything that would release you.
And you hear like a pause for a little bit, but you, for some reason, in your head have an anticipation of him saying something else. And he says, know this, if things get uglier and are darker with what is happening, I may have to stop you.
Well, let's hope that it should not come to that.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.